Bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Judy and I were watching the PGA tournament in Pebble Beach yesterday. It used to be the Bing Crosby, the Crosby Clam Bake, and now it's just a big PGA tournament there on the Monterey Peninsula. And Jordan Spieth put on a show again, but Logan's there. Logan and her buddy, she went out to see him. The friends she went to school in UC Santa Barbara, and we were trying to see her in the gallery there with Jordan, but didn't. We'll try again today. I don't know if she's going again today or not. If you didn't catch it, beautiful weather out there and a good tournament to watch. So give it a look-see. We got several things to cover, a little in Howard's garden to do today, and whatever you'd like to talk about, you can call and jump on here. If you hear some bad advice on other gardening shows, or if you've read something in columns or newsletters or something that are questionable or outright wrong, give me a call about that. We'll try to get things straightened out. We're trying to do a little bit more with Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. In fact, Logan's been putting some of the travel stuff on Instagram, some good photographs and things like that. So check all those things out, trying to keep up with people in every way we can and answer as many questions as we can. The telephone number to be on the show is 866-444-3478. 866-444-3478. Got some good news at the SPCA in Dallas. Delano and Max from last week were both adopted. Thanks for that. This week's dog is a real good-looking dog. It's Bruce, 5-year-old German Shepherd mix, 67 pounds. Really pretty face. His picture's on our website on dirtdoctor.com. Just go to the SPCA button there on the homepage of Dirt Doctor. And he was brought in. Dallas Animal Services brought him in. Apparently, he really loves to be with people all the time. So it's a dog that if you want to, this good looking dog, he's one that you need to be with a lot of the time, which is cool. Says he loves to walk and play tug of war and play with his toys and all that, but he really likes to be with people, and he's never met anybody that he doesn't like, doesn't know what the word stranger means. So check out Bruce. He's a beautiful German Shepherd, but kind of a smallish one. And he's at the Jan Reese Jones Animal Center in Dallas. Wherever you are, take a look at the dogs that are available from the rescue organizations. It's a great way to go. Now, we're still showing the dog in McKinney available, the cute little dog Harriet with only one ear, or it appears that way. And I'm not positive if we're up to date on that or not. If you're in the McKinney area, you might check Harriet out. Her picture is still on our page on DirtDoctor.com on the SPCA, under the SPCA button. So check that out. And thanks for helping with those dogs. That's good stuff. Crazy weather. Still bizarre. We had got over 85 degrees here in Dallas yesterday. I heard driving in, I was listening to different news stations, and apparently a couple of places in Oklahoma, it went over 90 and way close to 100 in some cases. And obviously we're still right here in early February, so it's kind of crazy. People have been asking me about timing for corn gluten meal, and boy, my eyes are crossed on that. It's your guess is good as mine. I did put out some corn gluten meal yesterday, not for pre pre-emergent weed control and turf, but I planted some new plants in an area and used it as the fertilizer. Whenever you're planting something new, and of course right now is a perfect time for planting onions, for example, and asparagus and things like that. And if you're planting food crops, herbs, or landscape plants or anything else, and you're obviously dealing with bare soil when you're preparing a new bed, this is a great time of the year when you're doing a new bed to use the corn gluten meal, because not only will you fertilize the new crop that you're planting very effectively with corn gluten meal, it's got about 900 analysis, actually a little bit higher than that, but that's what they put on the bags. But it will prevent the germination of seed that are going to be trying to come up in that bare soil. So if you plant your plants, put the corn gluten meal out, 2 pounds per 100 square feet, or 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet, same thing, and work it into the soil just a little bit lightly into the surface, and then mulch the surface gently, a thin layer of a shredded native tree trimmings mulch or shredded hardwood bark or partially completed compost of your own making, something like that. You will bring the weed pressure that you're going to have to deal with down to about nothing, about zero. Really works well, and it fertilizes the crops very effectively too. Let's talk about an event that's coming up that I'm excited to tell you about. We started this last year. I spoke at about four of their events last year, I think it was, across the country. And this year it revs up again, with the first one being right here in Texas, the Mother Earth News Fairs. They have this one, and then the next one is, I think, in Oregon, and then they moved to Pittsburgh, and then to Topeka, Kansas. So it's all around the country. But the first one's here in Belton, Texas. And I'll be there. I'll be there speaking twice on the first day, Saturday, February the 18th. So it's coming up right away. I speak at 11 o'clock on February the on Saturday in the morning on February the 18th. And then there's a book signing. They're going to have most of my books, I think, and then that's at noon, and then I speak a second time at 3:30 in the afternoon. The first talk is this natural organic pest control lecture that I have developed that we're really getting a lot of response on, and then the one in the afternoon is greater production with the natural organic program. Talk about, you know, basic program and the new updates and what we recommend, some new information on products and all that sort of thing. Well, we always have time for questions, and the book signing is another really good time for a one-on-one. So if you come, be sure and say hi. If you've already got any of my books, bring them along and I'll sign those, but they'll have them for sale there if you need to get any. And of course they'll have the brand new one, I did with them, with Mother Earth News. And it's a complete redo of the organic manual. People are asking me about it when they're looking it up online and saying it looks kind of like the old one. And it looks exactly like one of the old ones, except the photograph on the cover of the new organic manual has a crate of vegetables in it instead of Logan as a toddler smelling wildflowers. That picture's still there, but it's on the back now, and the front is the crate of vegetables. They wanted to make a bigger push about the fact that it's a lot about food crops. And it is, but the thing about the program that we recommend that maybe is a little bit confusing is that we do basically the same program no matter what we're growing, whether it's potted plants, interior plants, vegetables outside, herb gardens, or landscape. The size doesn't make any difference. The only thing that changes is some of the how often you do some of the basic steps and how much product you use and which products you choose based on budget, not really based on the program. Program's the same. We recommend basically the same techniques, whether we're helping somebody with a ranch or a big farm or a small farm or you know, row crops or backyard landscaping or a herb garden or vegetable garden. It's the same basic approach. And it's very simple, and it has gotten simpler and simpler over the years. We do have our contest going again today. Yoga Mike emailed me this morning, and Judy and I both have been having some issues with our computers. Hers isn't working at all right now, and we're looking for help on that. And mine shut down yesterday as far as the access to the internet, and he didn't get a text that I sent him of the photograph. Now, it may be up now. I'll check it during this break and let you know when I come back whether it's there and ready to go or not. The picture I picked out is a little tricky, but I think you can handle it. I'm Howard Garrett. Let's talk gardening, landscaping, environmental stuff, whatever, right after this, 866-444-3478. Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, we are back, and the photograph for the contest is not up yet, apparently. It's the one from last week, the Cryptomeria. If you didn't see that, check it out, and also the entry on it and the library of dirtdoctor.com. It's a really interesting tree. It's a Japanese native. It grows over there in kind of the same climate and situation as the Japanese maples and crepe myrtles and a lot of things that we use. It's a lumber tree over there and a forest tree, but it does very well here in a lot of the U.S. I've gotten one letter from people, and we love to get this input. It was from somebody, it might have been somebody in the tree business, saying that the only problem they had ever seen with it is extreme heat in the summer, and that's probably true. I grew one years ago in the Lakewood area of Dallas and had no problem with it in the backyard in the heat, don't have any in the current place where we are because I got too many other trees, no full sun. But I think it'd be worth the try, especially as just a kind of a specialty kind of a tree, not to be a major tree planting, you know, for the entire landscape or anything like that. We've got people already holding, so I'll go to the phones pretty quickly here, but a couple more quick things. And when you hear somebody hang up, it's 866-444-3478. We had an interesting question about Spanish, some of the information being in Spanish, too, I want to talk about just a little bit. there's apparently a lot of conversation about pruning right now, the good and bad. I'm seeing some awfully bad pruning. The biggest mistake I see is, you know, the two gross things that are done, too much pruning done, too much lifting, too much thinning out, gutting the trees, and then going right along with it is the flush cuts. And, boy, you can tell a flush cut, a bad cut just like that by looking at it and looking at the shape of the cut after the cut's made. If it's oval or football shape, it's way, way too close a cut. A good quality cut should be almost perfectly round and will be in almost every case. There's some unusual situations. The limb has a funny angle or something. But in most cases, if a pruning cut is made at the right place, when you look straight into it, it'll be round, not oval. If it's oval, you've cut into the branch collar, which is part of the trunk. It's the healing device of the cut, and it is a big mistake. the tree will live, but you get this decay started at the top and the bottom of the cut, and what almost inevitably happens is that you develop a cavity in the tree as a result of that improper cut. Well, next time you're in the woods or in a wild area where you can see some trees where limbs have just died naturally, look what's left after the limb dies. You're going to be surprised that you'll see the collar dramatically, and it's a lot sticking out a lot further than you would expect. And it's always best to make the cut too far out than too close. The other thing, and I may go to the phones before I get to it because I might have to spend a little time on this, but the question about pre-emergent, I talked about corn gluten meal a little bit, and I want to talk about pre-emergent timing and all that in a second. Let's get to that in just a bit. Right now, let's go to Trophy Club in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and talk to Clem. Hello, Clem.
Hello.
Hi, Clem. Turn that radio down. We're going to be all confused. Are you there? Oops. Mary Rose, I bet you he just hung up on himself. I'm going to put Clem back on hold, and we'll go to Eva and get back to him in Fort Worth. Hi, Eva. Hello, Eva. Let's see. Eva, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Now we got you. What's up?
My first one is I need suggestions for a small hedge 2 to 3 feet tall to put in front of a porch.
Just an evergreen hedge. You'd have a hard time finding one, in my opinion, that would be better than dwarf yaupon holly. It's one that will grow in a wide range of climates and soils. There are some versions of it that have a little bit of berrying, but most of them do not have berries, but they're just great evergreen shrubs. Dwarf yaupon holly, and it's a dwarf of our tree, you know, that's native here in the Texas.
Excuse me. Do you have a suggestion of something to go with that? Maybe a couple of two varieties to mix together?
Well, if you want a mixture, that would be fine. If it's in the full sun, it'd be one group of plants, and if it's in shade, it'd be another. How much full sun does this area get?
Full sun to late afternoon.
Okay. Well, you'd have to use another plant that just can take that blazing hot sun. There's a herb that has kind of a similar look that you might at least look at. It might be good to use maybe more in front of the yaupon holly than mixed together with it. It's called germander, and it's G-E-R-M-A-N-D-E-R, germander. It has pretty little pinkish flowers. And you might also look at liriope, the ground cover liriope, used in front of the yaupon holly for a nice contrast in textures. That'd be another thing to look at.
Okay. My other question is about planting trees near water and gas lines.
Okay, Eva, can you hang on with me so we're not rushed?
Yes.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. We'll be back right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and let's go back and see what else Eva had for us. Eva, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, what else did you have?
Well, I had a question about planting trees near water or gas lines.
Basically, not a problem, but that doesn't mean that it couldn't create an issue. We have lived in the house we're in now since 1985, and I've had two situations in that length of time where a root apparently expanding broke a water line in the sprinkler system, and that I don't remember ever having that happen before when I was basically in the landscape business full time. Happen on any other projects that anybody ever reported to me. Doesn't mean it can't happen, but it's rare that it does.
Okay. Well, in this area, I had really wanted to put something like a small Japanese maple.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me, but it gets full sun. Are there some varieties that can take our full sun?
Yeah, there's a couple things for you to look at. The Japanese maple that can take pretty much full sun all day is the species plant that is the mother plant of a lot of the hybrids. And it's sold and called, you can look it up on my website and see what I'm talking about. It's called just green Japanese maple, or okay. The species Acer palmatum. That's the scientific name. And it is a green-trunked Japanese maple. It has lime green foliage in the summer, not red, but lime green, beautiful, beautiful, soft texture. And then it just has electric, beautiful fall color. And it'll grow in full sun. It would like, it would prefer to have a little protection in the afternoon, but of all the Japanese maples, it is without question the strongest one in full sun. There's a tree called Shantung maple that is a much bigger growing tree. It grows to be a medium-sized shade tree, and it looks like a Japanese maple. It has foliage like a Japanese maple, and it can grow in full blazing hot sun all day long. There's another, let's see, do you have any afternoon sun, shade protection at all?
No.
It's full blazing sun?
Yes.
Well, the Shantung might be the best one for you to look at. Take a look at it. It is not as good as our native maple, the big tooth maple, but big tooth gets a whole lot larger. Shantung tends to stay a little bit dwarfed. There's one near my office that a fella has out in his front yard, and I plant, and it's beautiful, and I planted one at our old office maybe 12 years ago, I guess, and it's now 25 feet tall, something like that. So they're not, you know, really, really fast-growing trees, so you'd put them in the category of being kind of a middle size tree. That might be the best one for you to try, but unless you can find that green Japanese maple. And even though it's the mother plant of a lot of the Japanese maples, it's probably the hardest one for you to find, because most of the nurseries like to deal with the, you know, the fancy leafed ones and the ones that are red in the summer and all that. But my favorite, it's my favorite one of the Japanese maples.
Okay, now the native maple you mentioned, does it have a specific name?
Yeah, Big Tooth.
Big Tooth.
Big
okay.
Tooth maple. And it's my favorite of all the maples. It is native to central Texas, and it is adapted. We've done newsletters on it. It'll grow probably in most all of the United States. It's just an absolutely terrific tree. No insects or disease problems. The cosmetic value of it is terrific. It doesn't get raggedy leaves during the summer at all. It has beautiful fall color that will range anywhere from a golden buttery color to deep reds, and a lot of that just depends on what kind of soil it's in.
Well, this soil is very rocky.
That's fine. Big Tooth won't have an issue with that at all.
Okay. Well, the Japanese maple, mm-hmm. Can it be grown in a clump, or is it better one at a?
It's better one at a time.
Okay.
I used to really like multi-trunk trees a lot and specified them on my landscape architecture plans. But long-term, it's best to have single stems, because if they live a long time and the stems get big and you've really got them close together, they'll start pinching together and it can create some problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Good questions. Appreciate the call.
You bet. Thank you.
Let's go to Clem. It looks like he's back in the Trophy Club. Clem, you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Howard?
Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
Okie doke. Last October, very early in the year, I had the Marshall Grain come in and put lava sand and fertilizer on the lawn.
Okay.
And now I figure it's time to have them come in again. I have them do it because my mobility the last year is limited to a walker, so I can't do it myself anymore. I was wondering, now should I put more fertilizer down and perhaps some cornmeal also, or what would you suggest?
Well, I it's a subjective question. What I put down myself in new beds was corn gluten meal, and I put it down yesterday. I'm going to put down on the rest of the property an organic fertilizer that's a blend product. If you've only done the lava sand once, I'd probably do it a second time. You don't need to do it every year, though. It's one of those things that once you get a good supply of it in the soil, you don't have to just keep doing it over and over and over. You can, won't hurt anything, and you can put out a lighter amount of it and probably get some benefit out of it. But it's one of those things. It's a solid rock material, so it's not going to go away.
Right.
So just continue to build it a little bit. If the budget allows, go for it.
Okay. Fertilizer and lava sand.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Very good. Thank you, Howard.
I appreciate the call. Thanks for getting back with us on that. And let me talk to Mary, and then I'll get back to what I was starting to tell you about the pre-emergent cornmeal and all that sort of thing. Mary's in Dallas. Hi, Mary.
Hello. Good morning.
What's up?
I have a new puppy, and she loves to get in my flower bed, so I desperately need a good repellent.
Okay.
To keep her out of my flower bed. She just likes to get in there, sniff around, do her business sometimes.
That's not the easiest thing to do, is to keep a dog out. There's a couple of ways you can go, and they're this.
Hello?
Yeah, are you not there anymore? Are you there, Mary? Mary, you there?
Oh, I'm here. I don't know what's wrong. I'm getting an echo on my phone.
Yeah, Mary Rose, we've got that phone issue that we had going on again. I'll talk to you off the air. We'll try to struggle through this. There's two ways to go. Can you hear me okay now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. One is a specific commercial product, and it's called Dog Scram.
Okay.
And it's from a company called Mole Scram.
And it could be called Mole Scram, did you say?
Well, that's the company that is the manufacturer. And they make a product for moles, gophers, rabbits, deer, all kinds of things. But they do have a dog product.
Okay.
And it's called Dog Scram. So that's one way to go. The second way to go is going to sound a little gross, but it's really not, and it really does work. You can take some of the dog's droppings, the poop, put it in a 5-gallon bucket of water, let it sit for a few hours or whatever length of time you want, let it make a manure tea, in other words.
Yes.
And then pour that manure tea as a barrier, as a border to the areas, or even in the bed that you don't want the dog to get into, and it will absolutely keep them away.
Oh, really? I would think that would attract them.
No, it'll keep them away, and it does. It's very consistent about how it works. The only negative about it is that it will dissipate over time, and the dog will finally not sense it that much and maybe go back to the beds, and you may have to do it again.
I have so many flower beds. I'm into butterfly gardening, and mm-hmm. I want to attract pollinators. So I have so many. I think I'll try the commercial brand.
Okay. Well, you might try both and just in specific spots and see which one, just get a feel for yourself about whether it really works or not. You don't have to do the whole yard. Just do some areas where the dog looks like he's really or she's really interested in digging and tearing up, and see if it repels the dog from that spot. And then you can develop your plan about what you want to do overall.
Well, thank you very much.
I appreciate the call.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. And let me cover something I didn't get finished with, this pre-emergent thing. A lot of questions. I had teed up the other day and played golf, and first thing my golf buddy asked me, is it time to put the pre-emergent out? First question got out of his mouth. First of all, I don't recommend toxic pre-emergent products, period. I don't recommend them at all. But the thing to talk about here is that the timing that you would use for the toxic chemical stuff that I would never use under any circumstances versus the natural approach, the corn gluten meal, the timing would be exactly the same. You've got to put the pre-emergent product out prior to germination of the seed, the weed that you're trying to prevent, and it's got to be close enough to the germination, within a couple of weeks or no more than that for sure, or it dissipates in the soil, and the chemical will dissipate its power as much as the organic one will. If you've been organic for a while and have really rich biological activity in the soil, which you'll have if you've been organic for a while, there's a negative effect of that toward the corn gluten meal. It will make the corn gluten meal break down faster and not give you as much of the pre-emergent effect as it would if the soil wasn't quite as good. It's kind of a funny point to know about. But anyway, the corn gluten meal, especially in the spring, if it gets out at that perfect window before the seed is germinated, but pretty close to the time the seed germinates, it'll shut down crabgrass, grass burrs, other low successional weeds. It will also, if you put it in your vegetable garden, hurt the germination of things that you're trying to grow. But there's a problem this year about it working. A real good, real important problem for you to know about that also affects the chemicals as well. I'll tell you about it when I get back. Howard Garrett, 866-444-3478.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione. But as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically. So it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs and allowed to to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we got an open line at 866-444-3478. I mentioned there's one problem with pre-emergent timing, whether you're using the toxic chemical or the corn gluten meal that I recommend, and that is that we have already had temperatures so warm that a very large percentage of the weed seed probably has already germinated. And it's just common sense. When it gets as warm as it has been, and you can tell when the plants are budding out and breaking dormancy, and we've got flowers on plants all over the place. We've got young foliage that's out. I've got some plants in my garden, some of the ones that like to come out fairly early that are almost fully leafed out. When that has occurred, that means that the conditions have been fine for the seed to germinate in the ground. And if you put out a pre-emergent after the seed have germinated, you not only, especially with the corn gluten meal, not only are you not going to shut down any of the weeds from germinating and starting to grow, you're going to make them grow even larger. Now, it'll catch some. There might be some weed seeds, some varieties of forbs and grasses that are going to germinate a little bit later, and it'll catch those. But the only thing that I can give you as a for sure is that when you have a bare bed, if you've done a bare area to plant new sod or a bare area for a new bed right now, or anytime during the growing season, the corn gluten meal will work and work beautifully for you at that rate of 2 pounds per 100 square feet or 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. The other thing related to that is if you've got weeds now that are bothering you, that are green and growing and pretty, aggressive, that means that's a cool season weed. That's a weed that germinated back in the fall or during the winter during a mild time. And there's a bunch of those kind of weeds. There's rescue grass. There's Poa annua. There's all kinds of clovers and vetches and henbit and various kinds of things. If any of those are growing, pre-emergent's not going to help you at all. It's going to make them grow bigger. So what you want to do is kill them. And instead of using something that's a stupid choice that's toxic to you and your family and everything, like Roundup or 2,4-D or dicamba or something like that. And dicamba, I need to talk about that today. It's being pushed a whole lot now, even by Monsanto, because there's this backing off of Roundup by people who are finally starting to admit that there really are some big, big health issues related to the glyphosate in Roundup and the other ingredients in it as well. But what you want to do instead of those toxic chemicals is spray something that is non-toxic and will kill the weeds. And in that category, vinegar. And there's a 20% vinegar on the market now under about three or four different brand names. It's the same product coming from the same manufacturer, but different people are putting different labels on it. And it's EPA registered as an organic herbicide, you know, which is terrific. And so to spray the rescue grass, the henbit, the various things that are popping up or growing around that you don't want, don't spray Roundup. Get you some of that vinegar. If you want to do something else, there are other products in the same category as well. There are fatty acids that are out there in abundance. Even the large chemical companies have gotten into it and are putting choices in that category out. You need to look at the label for this fatty acid designation. If you look at our website at dirtdoctor.com and go into the library and go under herbicides, organic herbicides, we've got a whole bunch of them described there and other choices as well. There are some citrus products also, but the two main categories for organic herbicides are vinegars and fatty acids. And you'll see a chemical-sounding name on the label of those, but that's what fatty acid is a fancy soap, and works very well to kill plants. Let's see. And then one more thing on the pruning. I put this on Twitter right now, and this is another example of the timing issue that we're dealing with. Flowering quince here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is in full bloom, looks beautiful. I put a shot that I just shot yesterday on Twitter, and I talked about the fact that on flowering quince and on forsythia and various other spring flowering plants, especially these deciduous ones like I just mentioned, the time to prune them is not later on in the summer sometime. That'd be a big mistake. Time to prune them is to get ready to prune them here right away, right after the flowers fade and go away. That's when you prune. Prune if necessary. If you don't need to prune, don't prune. But if you need to prune for size or correction of some wild growth or whatever, those spring flowering deciduous plants are pruned right after the blooms fade. Then you don't foul up the setting of the buds and the building of the energy in the right place on the plant for the flowering next season. If you do it in the summer or in the fall, you destroy the flowering for next season's show. Okay? Pretty simple, but it's different than a lot of people think. You know, it's a common sense thing. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll get to hour number two right away. People are holding, but we'll work in as we can at 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com.